This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we've got an excellent Saturday matinee for you from here at Fort Loramie. The Fort Loramie girls sporting a 12-4 overall mark on the year, winners of seven straight, 9-0 in the Shelby County League. Lockhorns with Miami East, 14-3 on the year, 9-0 in the Cross County Conference, winners of 10 in a row. These two clubs, Chuck, have combined for 17 straight wins over the last 1 month plus. Should be a heck of a contest. It is an interleague match between these two schools. It's game number 9 in the series. Miami East has won 2 of 8. In fact, Miami East last beat Fort Loramie when the Redskins won the state championship in 2012-13. Miami East won convincingly 57-41. Vikings have won just twice in the 8 meetings. This is the year Miami East thinks it can get it done. But head coach Carlos Siegel's team is fast improving. It's an even Steven matchup, I think. Toss-up game. Maybe Fort Loramie slight edge because the Redskins are at home. Impressive resume, though, for Miami East. Cross County Conference, quite competitive this year. A big January 11th victory for Miami East at Tri-Village, 65-59.
Yeah, that's a big win for them because Tri-Village is a pretty good basketball team.
Yep.
Miami East has
got what they have had for the years I've been doing this. They've got size. They've got bulk on the inside. They're going to be strong. They got a lot of scoring on the inside. That's where Loramie is really going to have to try to keep them on one possession at a time, not letting them get two and three putbacks in the basketball game.
Morgan Haney for Miami East can do it all. She can go inside, outside, 17 points a game, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. She's a 5 foot, 7.5 inch junior. A fine performer. She's backed up by Haley Howard, 6'1 senior at the post, a dozen points a game. Cameron Miller at a wing, 5'7 sophomore, 9 points per outing. And in addition, you've got Caitlin Mack, 4.5 rebounds a game, a 5'8 senior. You're so right, Chuck. Fort Loramie's got to contend with the height and bulk of this Miami East team.
Well, and that's, you know, the height you can deal with. Sometimes the strength is what hurts you. And that's what Loramie's got to make sure they're not allowing Howard to catch the basketball in scoring position. They're going to try to push her out a little bit, make a move to make the shot. And on the other, with Morgan Haney, she's just a scorer. And, you know, if she gets her 17, you're okay as long as somebody else doesn't go off on you, too.
Right, right. I mentioned two double-digit performers for Miami East. Nobody for the Fort Loramie Redskins, averaging 10 a game. Marissa Myring is below 9, just a hair below 9. Kennedy Gebhardt, 8.5. Taylor Ratterman, 7.5. Redskins continue to get it done by committee. It's still a youthful Redskins team on paper, but it's fast gaining experience.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're far enough along in the season that these freshmen that are getting a lot of time with Holscher and Putoff are now got enough time. You can't use freshmen as an excuse anymore.
Right.
But you're right. They're very balanced. I mean, 8.8, 8.5, 7.6, 6.6, 6.3. It's hard to defend sometimes also. And I like their young players. Gebhardt and Holscher and Ratterman, Putoff, those young ladies, Myring, that is the strength of this team, and they are all freshmen and sophomores.
Abby Holdhouse, a senior, is playing her best basketball of her career here at Fort Loramie, at nearly 7 points a game, 6.5 rebounds. She's going to be counted on today for major contributions in different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to have to all defend, and it's going to be by committee on the inside against Haney and Howard. And on the other end, we were under the assumption that Hattie Meyer, the 5'5 senior point guard, was not going to be here because of a scholarship she was up at Bowling Green working on, but she made it back. She's out there warming up. She's going to play today, so that's helpful for the Redskins.
Redskins have won 7 consecutive games. Big triumphs against Anna, 32-29, Rushi, 29-23. The Fort Loramie has played great basketball at the defensive end, as Carla Siegel's teams do year in, year out. And by virtue of the Thursday victory, Anna over Rushi, Fort Loramie girls now have a 2-game lead in the loss column with 3 to play in the Shelby County League. The 3 remaining contests in the SCL are against Houston, Jackson Center, and Rushi on February 8th at Rushi. If Fort Loramie wins the next 2 in the league, that February 8th game
means nothing.
Won't mean a thing.
Yep, and I think that's probably how it's going to work out. Unlike the boys' side that has got 3 teams tied for first place in the loss column,
yep.
The girls was kind of decided last week by Loramie not even playing in the game.
Miami East, under head coach Bruce Vanover, 10 consecutive wins. And as we noted, one of those is over Tri-Village, and that was on the road at Tri-Village High School, 65-59. Tri-Village has been ranked in the state in girls Division IV most of the season. The last 2 victories for Miami East, not shabby either. On the road at Bethel, 42-33. At home against Covington, just 2 days ago by a score of 52-40. The Newton girls program is much improved. Miami East won that game by 13. Miami East beat Anna by 20, beat Troy by 17. Franklin Monroe's having a fine season. 8-2 in girls basketball in the Crouse County Conference. And Miami East won that game by 26 points. The only three setbacks, and nothing to be ashamed of here, to tip at West Liberty Salem in overtime and at home against Versailles. So
yeah, that would be three losses for an awful lot of teams.
Oh, yeah. Vikings have not backed down from a soul. Very competitive schedule. And it's a Miami East team very capable of knocking off Fort Laramie here today. One thing for sure, a long winning streak is going to come to an end.
Yeah, one of the two teams is going to taste it for the first time in a while. And I think it behooves the Redskins to get off to a good start, you know, to get excited in the game. Decent crowd, not a huge crowd. So they're going to have to generate their own excitement.
Vikings are averaging about 54, 55 a game. If Miami East gets into the 50s, that will be tough for Fort Laramie to overcome.
Yeah, I don't think Laramie wants a game in the 50s. They're going to be happy with something in the low 40s.
Right.
And they'd like to have Miami East in the 30s by the end of the game.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com, including these three Fort Laramie game-specific underwriting contributors: Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Oldhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. And thanks as well to these anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We've got the starting lineups and the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Good crowd on hand here at Fort Laramie this afternoon. A lot of folks from Miami County made the trek here to Fort Laramie and Shelby County. Redskins section across the way about half full. Should be a fine competitive contest. We expect it to go right down to the wire. Anybody's game. It's one of those, Chuck, if there were Las Vegas odds makers on this matinee here today at Fort Laramie, boy, it's just one point either way, I would say.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you would handicap. I haven't seen Miami East, so it makes it tough for me to handicap them. I look at their schedule, I look at their record and their scores, and it looks like they're going to be incredibly competitive for the Redskins.
A size advantage, clearly Miami East. Fort Laramie is quick, solid defensively. Fort Laramie might have a little edge in depth, who knows. Each team has played a strong schedule. At Fort Laramie, obviously, has gone up against the likes of Versailles and Minster. And I also, Tip, both teams here today have played Versailles and Tip. Each club lost by quite a few points to both teams. Miami East played Tip within 10. How about that recent victory by Versailles over Tip by 1 point? We've seen the Lady Tigers. It's the number one team in the state in Division III for sure.
Right, no doubt about it. I mean, we were impressed with Tip. I know they've lost three or four games now, but they've lost to some awfully good Division I basketball teams.
Here are your starting lineups for today's game between the homestanding Fort Loramie Redskins and the visiting Miami East Vikings. For Fort Loramie, in white with black numerals and red trim. Opening five, Kennedy Gebhardt starts at a guard along with Taylor Ratterman. Marissa Meiring is on the front line with Abby Holdhouse, and Hattie Meyer, as Chuck noted, is in the opening five as well at the point. Hattie made the return from Bowling Green, had a scholarship meeting obligation there. She's on the court, and she'll open up running the show at guard for Fort Loramie. Gebhardt, a 5'5 sophomore. Ratterman, a 5'5 sophomore. Hattie Meyer, a 5'5 senior. Abby Holdhouse, a 5'10" senior. Marissa Meiring, a 5'9 soft. And three softs, two seniors in the opening five here today for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Meanwhile, this Miami East team has, in its opening five, a lot of experience. As starting up front for Miami East, in the middle is an outstanding performer by the name of Haley Howard, 6'1 and a senior. Leading point getter, Morgan Haney, 5'7 junior. And right away, the Vikings get a two-pointer from Haney inside the arc right flank. Miami East with a tight advantage, got the opening tap. And Haney poured in a long deuce, not a three, two-pointer for her. And Fort Loramie's down 2-0 to start. Here's Gebhardt out on the arc for Fort Loramie. Tries to lob into the post. Miami East breaks it up. Here comes Morgan Haney down the floor. Out back to a three-point shooter, a long one. It is off to the right, no good. As Cameron Miller couldn't get it to fall. Rebound Fort Loramie, stolen by Miami East. Then a tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Right away, Fort Loramie, Chuck, not getting a hand in the face of Morgan Haney. Quick trigger, and she knocked it down.
Right. She put the ball on the floor and just blew by. It was a nice move by her.
Redskins bring it up over the timeline. Outside the arc on the right, it's Gebhardt. Right corner, Ratterman. Goes cross-court. Baseline left to Meiring. Goes strong to the rim. Deflected on the play by Miami East. Vikings come away with a loose ball. Here's Haney up and over the timeline. Hattie Meyer's got the job of chasing her here at the outset. Coming out to catch, top of the circle, Haley Howard. Right wing to Haney. Haney looks for the cutter. Caitlin Mack, 5'8", senior in the opening five. Cameron Miller, 5'7", sophomore starts. Along with Haney, a 5'7", junior. And Haley Howard, as I mentioned, in the post, 6 feet and an inch tall. And we've got activity in the lane. Fort Loramie guilty of holding during Miami East's offensive set. Baseline, right of the basket, Miami East will throw in. Playmaker Caitlin Mack. Bailey Miller, a 5'4 senior guard, is the fifth starter for the Vikings. Inbounds pass, rolls away from a blue jersey, and Fort Loramie gobbles it up. Quickly down the floor, Redskins. Deep in the right corner, Hattie Meyer swings it back out on top near midcourt to Taylor Ratterman. 2 minutes gone, one bucket scored. That came in the first 10 seconds. Cross-court pass to Abby Holdhouse. It's a beauty. She catches low on the left and scoops it up and in.
Yeah, did a nice job of taking it strong to the basket.
And we are tied at two. Viking player shaken up in backcourt just a little bit. It's Haley Howard who hobbles to the Miami East bench. And maybe she got an elbow.
Yeah, she looks like her tongue's bleeding.
Uh-huh. Got a scrape around the mouth. She sits down. Substitution, Michaela Schaffner, 5'9", senior, on the floor now for the Vikings.
And Wilson Health to the rescue.
Yep. Tied up at two, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, athletic trainer here. Fine sponsor on scorersbroadcast.com. Oh, look here. What a play by Miami East. Cameron Miller to Morgan Haney. A pass from 20 feet away out on top. Haney was gliding toward the rim along the right baseline. She caught it, Chuck, and as she caught it on her fingertips at the apex of her jump, she flicked it in.
Never came down with it. That's a very athletic play.
And then Fort Loramie throws it out of bounds at the Redskins' offensive end of the court. Vikings come back down to a right, leading 4-2. 5:26 to go here in the first quarter. And shaking loose, baseline right as Haney peeled off a screen, missed the fadeaway from 12 feet. Rebound low on the left by Fort Loramie. But Kenzie Holscher, who's in off the bench, is out of bounds. She stepped on the boundary. So the ball is turned right back over to Miami East. Baseline left to the rim. Throwing in is Caitlin Mack. She looks for the cutter. Haney can't find her. Goes outside the arc to Miller. Right back to Caitlin Mack. Into the post it goes. Ball clawed away by Fort Loramie, which has the steal. 4-2 Miami East. Hasting down the floor is Taylor Ratterman in the right corner. Gives it up to Jaden Putoff, who's in now. Jaden on the hardwood for Fort Loramie. Putoff, a 5'10 freshman. Coming out high to catch is her. She gives it back off on the play to Kennedy Gebhart, who swings it right side to Abby Holdhouse. It comes out to catch. Straight away, it's Putoff. Dumps it down left corner, Taylor Ratterman. Ratterman on the dribble. Bounce pass to Myring, high left. Open player right corner, Gebhart. She drives, a little runner. It glances off the side of the board. That's because she's tagged on the wrist. 4:36 left, opening quarter. Miami East 4, Fort Loramie 2. So far, the scoring pace is what Fort Loramie would like, I think, Chuck.
Yeah, 4-2, they'll take that.
Two free throws, Kennedy Gebhart. The first is hard. It hit the heel and kicked away. Kenzie Holscher, who was in briefly for Fort Loramie, then came out as back on the floor for Abby Holdhouse. Second foul shot, Kennedy Gebhart. She dips the knees. It's in the air. Looks good, and it is. 4-3, Vikings up one. Here's Morgan Haney, 25 feet away. Oh, she drags the pivot foot out on the floor. Taylor Ratterman checked her closely. It's a walk, and Fort Loramie has the possession. Here come the Redskins up ahead to her left. It's put off, handing off to Ratterman between the rings. Still on the floor, Michaela Shafter for Haley Howard. There's a baseline drive by Myring of Fort Loramie. A leaner overshoots, no good. Weak side rebound, pulled down by Caitlin Mack. Long throw ahead to Morgan Haney. Out back to Cameron Miller. Miller feeds, it's telegraphed. Kennedy Gebhart from Fort Loramie got a fingertip on it. Now it's loose. It's broken up by the Redskins, then the Vikings. Contact at the center stripe, foul against Miami East.
Foul number three, Bailey Miller, her first team.
Bailey Miller picks it up, the 5'4 senior. Two on the Vikings, one committed by Fort Loramie. And coming back in, Haley Howard for Miami East. Howard in, Schaffner out. So the young five that started the game for Miami East is on the floor intact now. Morgan Haney, a junior. The other four players out there are seniors. Outside the arc on the left, it's put off for Fort Loramie. Between the rings to Hattie Meyer on the go. Down the left side to Taylor Ratterman. 4-3 Miami East. Foul line, Abby Holdhouse.
Wow.
Steps behind it and hits a 16-footer.
Catch and shoot right that time. She got herself squared up when she caught it. That's what you teach a shooter to do.
Holdhouse on the money and then quickly countering as Miami East out of the left corner. Caitlin Mack lets it fly. Boom, she's on target. A long deuce by her. 6-5 Miami East in the lead again by one. So Holdhouse and Mack trade two-pointers. 3:22 left to go here in the opening period. 6-5 in favor of Miami East. Fort Loramie's got the ball at midcourt after it was knocked out of bounds by the Vikings. Now Fort Loramie goes to the end of the floor. Well, actually, Kenzie Holscher raced down there at the instruction of the official to untie the net. Redskins ball in the half court. It's thrown into Holdhouse, high right. Now to Hattie Meyer between the circles. She's on the dribble. Picked up by Bailey Miller. Down the right side to Holdhouse. Ball high overhead. Skips it cross court to Kenzie Holscher. Kenzie, a 5'11 freshman. Very good player. Up and coming performer. And here's Jaden Putoff with the ball for Fort Loramie. A 17-footer, a step-back two-pointer behind the foul line. And she swishes, just like Abby Holdhouse did a moment ago. Fort Loramie back up 1-7-6. The mid-range jumpers have been hard to come by for Fort Loramie oftentimes this year. A good sign here today. The Redskins have canned two of them. Here's Morgan Haney, foul line extended left. for Miami East. Shoots it up, no good. Off to the left, rebound down to Ratterman of Fort Loramie. She skips up the floor to the left corner. Picked up by Haney tightly. Now back out to Addie Meyer near center circle. 2:26 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 7, Miami East 6. Dribble drive into the lane. Ratterman, good defense by Haney. She gets a hand on the shot. Deflects it to Howard, right back to Haney. Here come the Vikings. Haney stop and go. Left corner, Caitlin Mack. Mack on the bounce through the top of the circle, picked up by Putoff. Right side, Haney. On her, Ratterman. Into the post, Howard. Back to Haney. A long launch, three-pointer short. Howard goes up over top, gets a hand on the rebound. It's jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Minute 57 to go in the first. At Redskins 7, Vikings 6. Couple changes for Fort Loramie. Heather Eilerman in the game now, a 5'8 senior. Holdouts have been out briefly, is back in. Right corner of the floor, Vikings triggered in play. It is Maria Staten, a 5'7 junior, who handles. In off the bench is Staten. It goes 25 feet out to Miller. Back to Staten. Here's a lob down inside to Howard. A good throw to her. Fine assist, a catch, and a lay-in. 8-7 Miami East. 1:35 to go here in the first. Hustling down the floor. Eilerman for Fort Loramie. Pulls up from 18 feet. Banks a long one. It circles out. No good. Rebound down to Haney of the Vikings. She journeys up the floor. Gives it out back to teammate Haley Howard. Howard coming off a two-pointer. Back to Haney. Shot fake. Drags the pivot footer. Is there a foul?
I think they called a foul.
Fort Loramie picks up the common. Two fouls each way. A minute 18 to go in the first. Miami East 8, Fort Loramie 7. Far side of the court. Vikings inbound. It's Maria Staten. Out high to Haney. Haney picked up by Gebhardt, 30 feet away. Coming out to catch is Cameron Miller. Top of the circle, foul line, hemmed in, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Bailey Miller. Bailey Miller's bounce pass goes astray. It's tracked down, though, by Haney, 25 feet out on the floor. Haney, outstanding ball handler. Gives it up far left flank to Staten. Howard, top of the circle to Haney, elbow in the right. Now back to Howard. Back to the basket, hits a cutter, who catches down the lane, drives, flips it up on the dead run. It bounces in for Cameron Miller. Myring back down the floor for Fort Loramie in a hurry. Baseline left, shot blocked. Redskins get it back. Down by three, 10-7, half minute to go in the first. Hattie Meyer through the top of the key, into the lane. Miami East reaches in, gets a hand on the leather. It's ruled a jump, and the arrow will favor the Vikings, who get it back with 25 to go in the first. Miami East Vikings, very athletic. Bench maybe not quite as long as Fort Loramie's, but I tell you what, Chuck, the top six players for the Vikings can all handle the ball very well. It's a unit that is well fortified. Fine teamwork displayed by the Vikings. And Morgan Haney is quite the ball handler. She is a good scorer. She'll knock it down from anywhere. She's got good quickness, can take it right to the cup. Here's high-low action again, and Fort Loramie can't stop it. 25-foot pass, Cameron Miller inside to Howard for the deuce. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Ratterman high left for Fort Loramie. A long three-pointer hits it just before the buzzer. Big basket for the Redskins, who cut a 12-7 deficit to 12-10 at the end of one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Oh, don't miss out on high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney Furniture is superb, and it's priced to meet your budget's needs. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture in Sydney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. Take advantage of coupons there. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Underway here in the second quarter. Miami East up 12-10. Here's a long three-point try. That's the longest heave of the afternoon. It is missed by Miami East. No good by Mack. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quick shovel inside to Myring. Myring to the cup. Up and in. Redskins got it down the court in a jiffy. Tied the game up at 12.
Good pass by Holscher and good cut to the basket by Myring.
Yep. Excellent assist by Kenzie Holscher. We're even at a dozen. Here's Caitlin Mack, top of the circle. Good pitch down inside to Howard. Howard caught it near the rim, left it short. Bothered a little bit by Holscher. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here comes Putoff scampering down the floor. Putoff pulls up in the right wing. Between the circles to Kennedy Gebhardt. We're tied at 12, 1 minute gone here in quarter number two. Ratterman near center circle. Bounce pass left side to Gebhardt. Gebhardt picked up by Bailey Miller. Gebhardt through the top of the key to Holscher on the weave. One-hand pass, left corner. Caught there by Putoff. Swings it on top to Gebhardt. She sizes up a three. It's online. A bit hard. No good. Rebound down to Haney for Miami East. She's on the jaunt, down the floor. Keeps it, drives against Ratterman, overshoots. Weak side rebound, Howard. Short, no good. And Fort Loramie comes away with it. Here come the Redskins in a hurry. Barreling down the floor, Ratterman. Pulls up, gives to Gebhardt, high left. Gebhardt hangs on to it. Picked up by Bailey Miller. Right side pass to Myring. Right corner, Kenzie Holscher. Game tied at 12. 6:10 to go here in quarter number two. Now Gebhardt right in front of the Vikings bench. Lost it, got it back. Gebhardt into the right corner. Pulls up, hands to a teammate, and head coach Carlos Siegel wants a timeout as Miami's defense had stymied the Redskins this trip down the floor. 6 minutes to go in quarter number two. We're tied on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Tom and Jerry's Electric Heating, Plumbing, and Air Conditioning. Tom and Jerry's will provide you with true comfort at your home or business. Call on the pros. Mike Holdhouse, Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Call 295-3243. That's 937-295-3243 for Tom and Jerry's, which will provide you with true comfort at your home or business. Well, after the Fort Loramie timeout, the Redskins threw it away. And Miami East hustled down the floor, got the ball inside to Howard. She was bumped. And in the act of shooting, she's at the stripe with a pair. The first is a little lengthy, no good. Well, Miami East, Chuck, had 12 at the end of the first quarter. They've been stuck on a dozen for 2 minutes 20 seconds here in period number two until Howard notches the second free throw.
Yeah, both teams kind of struggling scoring a little bit.
13-12, Vikings up one. 5.5 left until halftime. Ratterman outside the arc on the right to Kennedy Gebhardt. Gebhardt picked up by Bailey Miller, who bumps her chest to chest. That contact was a little bit too obvious right in front of the referee. Sometimes it's ignored, but it did jostle Kennedy Gebhardt a little bit.
Bumped her once and then bumped her again, and then they called the second one.
Possession, Redskins, far side of the floor. Kennedy Gebhardt will trigger. Gebhardt, Ratterman, Holscher, Myring, and Abby Holdhouse. Holdhouse catches high right on the dribble. Gives it back to Gebhardt. Maria Staten still on the floor for Miami East, along with Cameron Miller. Haney and Howard out there. And the fifth player on the floor is Cameron Miller for Miami East. Left baseline, Holscher's got it for the Redskins. Flips it cross-court to Ratterman. Ratterman hangs on, looks at the clock. 5 minutes left here in the second. Ratterman retreats towards center circle. Hands off on the play to Meyer. Reverses near side to Ratterman. Her long three is online. It is no good off the heel. Rebound is poked out of bounds in the corner. Touch last by Fort Loraman. 13-12 Miami East, which has not scored a field goal yet in quarter number two, but still leads by one. 4:51 remaining. Here come the Vikings over the timeline. Morgan Haney drops a pass off right in front of the Redskins bench, intended for teammate Maria Staten. He goes off her foot, out of bounds.
I think that's an unforced error, as they say in tennis.
Here come the Redskins at midcourt. Offensive pace, which got off to a quick start in this game, has slowed way down. Ratterman catches in the right corner, eludes her defender, pulls up from 15 and makes the shot. Taylor Ratterman, nice jumper. Redskins up one, 14-13. Haney back down the floor for the Vikings. Gives it up left corner to Maria Staten. Out back, Cameron Miller, rotated near side to Morgan Haney. Fort Loraman's done a good job on her, Chuck, since the first few minutes of the game.
They're doing a good job of sitting down and playing defense on
them. Here's a loose ball, far side of the floor, in front of the Fort Loraman cheering section. Tie up, and Redskins benefit from the arrow. 4:07 left, quarter number two. In 2012-13, Miami East last beat Fort Loraman, which has won four in a row in six of the eight meetings. These two teams have played eight times in the last nine seasons. Ratterman shakes free, gets a screen high left for Fort Loraman, and she hurls up a long three. It dances off the rim, no good. Strong rebound by Holscher. She's challenged on the stick back and fouled. Kenzie Holscher's got a pair at the stripe for Fort Loraman. 3:53 to go, quarter number two, in which Miami East has yet to hit a field goal. And Holscher rolls the free throw right down through the ropes. 15-13 Redskins. Fort Loraman trailed 12-7 late in the first. Eight of the last 9 points have been scored by Fort Loraman. That shot by Holscher, a little too much distance on it, no good. Rebound down to Miami East. Howard up ahead to Cameron Miller. Miller through the top of the key. Fires a pass. Baseline left to Haney. Fadeaway shot. 10-footer. Swish. Good look by Cameron Miller finding Haney, who delivered the two-pointer. And Miami East has tied Fort Loraman up at 15-all.
Well, Haney got loose on the baseline that time. Defensively, they lost her. I'm not sure who was guarding her, but she was wide open.
Holscher 20 feet away for Fort Loraman. Looks for help. Dribbles with the left hand. Now the right. Holscher goes baseline right, spin move. Behind the foul line, it's put off. She hoists up a long 18-footer, bouncing, no good. Rebound is jabbed up in the air by Miami East, out of bounds to Fort Loraman. Baseline left, the playmaker, Hattie Meyer for the Redskins. She looks to throw it in. Ball lobbed at Holdhouse behind the foul line. Jumpers away, 16-footer, bouncing rim, backboard no good, off. Rebound Howard at Miami East. A strong board by her, and Hattie Meyer gets her on the backside.
Picked up her second foul. That was a silly foul. You got 5-5 against 6-1. Just go back and play defense.
We're tied at 15, 3:09 left, quarter number two. And Fort Loramie fashions a zone this trip down. Here's Haney 20 feet away. Left side pass, Cameron Miller. Coming out to catch is Michaela Schaffner, who's back in. Schaffner, a 5'9 senior. Gives it up to Howard. Now Haney, back to Howard. Haney's got it 30 feet away. Ratterman picks her up. Dribble drive by Haney, pulls up. Elbow left side, doesn't shoot. Now swings it to Cameron Miller. Ball given on the play to Caitlin Mack, who knifes through the lane. Bounce pass baseline left to Howard. Foul line extended left. Cameron Miller open, 16-footer, off the rim, no good. Rebound jerked down by Fort Loramie. Back court to Ratterman, 2:22 left to go in the second. Baseline left, Abby Holdhouse, wide open, available. She drills it, 18-footer by Abby. 17-15, Redskins up two. Nobody picked up Holdhouse. Like Fort Loramie's not checking Haney here. She drives into the lane. She loses the grip on it. Miami East gobbles it up. Inside to Howard. Out back to the three-point gunner, Cameron Miller, who rifles it in. A big three, but Cameron Miller sending Miami East on top by one. 18-17. Half-minute timeout. Vikings, 1:57 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. We salute Carl Arnes today, the new owner-manager at Brookins. Same fine menu, same great food. Dale and Joyce Barhorst ran Brookins the last 12 years, did a superb job, and now it's Carl Arnes' turn. Thank you, Carl Arnes. Thank you, Brookins. Outstanding roasted chicken and fine burgers and pizza and the pork chop special tonight at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Redskins turn it over. Miami East has the ball after the Fort Loramie timeout. Top of the circle, Haney. Thought about the three, didn't shoot. Gave it up 20 feet away to Cameron Miller. Now baseline left to Mack. Mack into Howard. Tries to go cross court. Fort Loramie makes the intercept. Reach-in foul committed by the Vikings. And Fort Loramie will get the one and one. No, it's not the one and one. Only that's team five. Foul five, yeah, on Miami East.
5-4.
Referee was signaling foul of number 11.
Yeah, it looked like the 1-1.
Minute 17 to go in the second. Miami East up 1-18-17. Ratterman at midcourt, picked up by Haney. Veers left, goes to Myring, drives, pulls up baseline left, banks it in. Marissa Myring, good move, strong to the basket.
That's what we were used to seeing as her last year as a freshman before she tore her knee up.
19-18, Fort Loramie by one. 25 feet away, Anna Giacomet, a 5'7 senior, in now for Miami East. Into the post to Howard. Missed it from 7 feet. Got the rebound back. Stuck it up there again. No, but she's pounded on the elbow, and she'll get two. Couple free throws, Haley Howard of Miami East, which trails Fort Loramie by one, 19-18. Been a solid defensive period for the Lady Redskins. Howard, one of two at the stripe, now two of three as that one rattles in. Don't forget tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, boys action, Versailles at Rushi. Tip-off 7:30, online with the webcast at 7:10, Versailles at Rushi. Second free throw, swish by Haley Howard, and it's 20-19 Vikings. Haney on the floor now for Miami East. Also out there, Cameron Miller, Howard, Giacomet is in, and Caitlin Mack. Outside the arc on the right, it's Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Ada Ratterman drives down the left side of the lane, and she spilled, tripped on the play. Common foul, the sixth on the Vikings. Morgan Haney on the foul, number one against her. Baseline left. Gebhardt will play it in for Fort Loramie. 20-19. Vikings lead it. Ball lobbed into Meiring. Meiring has a nose for the basket. Goes between two Miami East players. Misses the runner. Scramble for the rebound. Tie-up occurs. Arrow benefits Miami East. 32 seconds left in the half. Miami East in the road, blue, white numerals. Fort Loramie, the home white, black numbers outlined in red. Vikings to midcourt. It's Haney on the bounce. Ratterman picks her up. Top of the circle, dish to Cameron Miller. Outside the arc on the left to Jackamet. Straight away, it's Haley Howard. Now Haney, 14 to play in the half. Vikings up one. Here's Cameron Miller lobbing down inside for Howard. Broken up before Loramie. Howard gets it back, and she's hacked on the arm. Well, Fort Loramie covered up the play pretty well, but could not pry it away from Haley Howard far enough. She recovered it and then was tagged on the wrist. Two free throws for her. She's hot at the stripe in this game, 3 of 4. 7.2 to go, second quarter. Vikings try to extend the lead. Free throw by Howard, soft touch, front rim, backboard, and it trickles down through. 21-19 Vikings, who led 12-10 at the first quarter break. Second free throw by Haley Howard. Dips the knees on the way. Short, long rebound in the lane. Scramble for it. Holscher's got it for Fort Loramie. Four to play in the half. To Ratterman, left corner. Long, high-arching three-pointer. Short, no good. And the first half comes to a close. Good surge late in that second quarter to enable the Vikings to get a two-point lead at the break. 21-19 Miami East over Fort Loramie. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is upcoming in just a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're back briefly. Chuck up next. He's got all the numbers on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
And a big shout-out here today on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze. And thank you, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn is the gem in Rushi, Ohio. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And we say hello to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Wells Brothers in Anna. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Miami East 21, Fort Loramie 19. Chuck?
Well, the Miami East has an 11-8 rebounding advantage. 2-1 on the offensive boards. The Vikings turned it over 7 times. Loramie only turned it over 4 times. East not putting a lot of pressure on the perimeter, though, defensively, so that's helpful. 2-for-4 from the free throw line for the Redskins. 4-of-6 for the Vikings. Let me look at the scoring here. Haley Howard has 8 for the Vikings. Morgan Haney has 6. They got 5 from Cameron Miller and 2 from Caitlin Mack. They scored 12 and 9, 21 in the first half. Lormie led in scoring by Abby Holthouse with 6. They got 5 from Taylor Ratterman, 4 from Marissa Myring, 2 from Jaden Putoff, and then 1 each from Gephardt and Kenzie Holscher. They scored 10 and 9. They trailed 21 to 19 at the half.
Chuck, we say it often in girls basketball, a 2 or 3 possession lead in this game is going to be significant.
Yeah, absolutely, because neither team is really lighting it up offensively, and the defense has been pretty good.
Redskins need to continue to make some outside jump shots because Fort Loramie is challenged by Miami East height when the Redskins dive the ball into the lane.
Well, they're allowing defensively on the defensive end for sure. They're allowing the ball to get into Howard too easily. They're going to have to go front and back on her.
Yep.
And then if somebody else starts scoring, now they're going to have to adjust that. But right, they can't let her keep catching the ball over the top down on the block, because if she makes her free throws or she makes the layup,
right,
one of the two, but she's scoring. She's got 8 points, 8 of the 21 in the first half.
Yeah, Redskins simply cannot guard the 6'1 senior Haley Howard. About 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, that's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Miami East 21, Fort Loramie 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922. He greeted everybody with a smile and fine customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. Gratitude to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before that next winter storm gets a firm grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop is M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery as well. Phone 800-474-4123. Talk to Geppy at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. I'll return in 1 minute with our LaCal Student Spotlight segment. Halftime at Fort Loramie, 21-19, Miami East over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Vikings of Miami East lead the Redskins of Fort Loramie 21-19. We're just 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal and Jackson Center. It promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 12 years ago. Today we highlight a couple sophomores, one from each school. Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Jeff and Kelly. She tutors in math. In track and field, she runs the 100, the 200, the 4x2, the 400. Participates in Mathletes, Spanish Club. She would like to pursue the dental field in her career. Cameron Miller, sophomore for Miami East, 3.5 GPA, daughter of Gina and Jeff. She throws the shot put in track, been very active in her middle school years in volleyball, softball, track, basketball, water sports as well. She'd like to go to a four-year college and play basketball, undecided about her major. Kennedy Gebhardt, Cameron Miller, highlighted today by LaCal Equipment, located in Jackson Center in Shelby County.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
And thanks once again to Kennedy Gebhardt of Fort Loramie, Cameron Miller of Miami East. These two young ladies highlighted here at the half. Gratitude to LaCal Equipment, which is our student spotlight sponsor. Third quarter underway, Fort Loramie with a quick turnover to start the third period of action. And Miami East gets the ball, leading by 2-21-19. Redskins had a good shot from the left corner, but Doldhouse picked up the pivot foot. Vikings get it back. Attired in the road blue, white numbers. White Vikings across the front. Fort Loramie, the home white. Black numerals trimmed in red. Oh, here's a nice backdoor play. Haney loops it across the floor to Cameron Miller, whom we just highlighted. Cameron caught it 2 or 3 feet away and dropped it in the same motion. And the Vikings have got a four-point spread right now, 23-19. Fort Loramie with the ball, top of the circle, Hattie Meyer. Meyer hangs on, fires a bounce pass to Taylor Raderman, who's crowded by Haney. Raderman down the right side, Howard on her on the arc. Behind her to Gebhardt. Gebhardt pulls up, 15-footer, spins, in and out, no good, tough break. Holdhouse can't control the board. Good shot there, but Fort Loramie. Redskins need to get Kennedy going. Gebhardt nearly 9 points a game. What's Kennedy gotten so far, Chuck?
Kennedy has a free throw.
And that's it. She needs some fielders. Don't know that Fort Loramie can win if she doesn't get a couple baskets at least.
Yes, she had a good look that time. It just wouldn't go down.
Yeah. Miami East forecourt to her left. And the Redskins get a piece of the basketball. It rolls out of bounds into the Vikings bench. Miami's possession, it's dropped on the play by Cameron Miller, picked up by Fort Loramie. Down the floor, Raderman outside the arc on the right to Meyer. Meyer picked up by Caitlin Mack. Ball swung to Gebhardt. High left to Holdhouse. Meyering straight away. Near right side to Meyer. 6:36 to go in the third. Now Raderman on the arc for Fort Loramie. To Gebhardt. Picked up by Bailey Miller. Gebhardt starts a drive. Leaves it for Holdhouse in the right corner. She works into the paint against Howard. Now goes to Gebhardt, out back to Raderman. Here's a jumper, three-pointer. It rims, no good. Was down below the cylinder, snapped out
Rebound to Haney. Darts down the floor. Pulls up. Long triple. Clangs off the rim. Rebound down to Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. Haney's probably got the license to shoot it from anywhere, but that one was mighty quick and very long. Redskins regain possession, down four. We played 2 minutes, third quarter. Holdhouse outside the arc. Ball rotated left corner to Meyer. Starts a drive, wraparound pass into Holdhouse. Cross court to Ratterman. Runs the baseline, loops it up on the go. Strong, no good. We had a push off on the rebound against Fort Loramie, I think.
They caught it on East.
No, it's against the Vikings. And the Miami East crowd is dismayed. So is head coach Bruce Vanover.
And if I was the Miami East fan, I would be too.
Yes. Thought that was a poor call.
It should have been no call.
Yeah. Don't know that a whistle was really called for there. 5:43 to go in the third. 4-point lead Vikings. Inbounded baseline left to Meiring. Hands off behind her to Ratterman. Good screen. Three-pointers hoisted up. No good. Strong. Rebound Miami East. Here's Haney down the floor for the Vikings. And as she veers off in the left corner, she fends the defender with the elbow and is called for an offensive foul. And that was another close one. It works against the Vikings. That's two straight difficult calls to take. Midcourt with the ball. Ratterman. Fort Loramie gets a reprieve again. Ratterman checked by Haney. Left side pass, Holdhouse. Now Holscher, high right to Gebhardt. Gebhardt's been guarded well by the Vikings. Left side pass to Holdhouse. Howard on her. Cross court near side, Gebhardt. She's available. Her shot is a little crooked, though, off to the left. And the rebound sprays off the rim into the hands of Haney for Miami East. She skips up the floor, gives it up outside the arc on the left to Cameron Miller. 3 minutes gone here in the third. Here's a wild pass. Far side of the floor, out of bounds, third row into the bleachers. Yep, Fort Loramie had 19 points at the halftime break. Redskins are stuck at 19. Miami East had 21 at intermission. Only one fielder for the visiting team in the quarter. It's been a lackluster period so far in terms of scoring. Holdhouse foul line, lobs down inside to Holscher. Broken up by the Vikings. Redskins get it back, then Meiring bounces the ball off her leg into the hands of a Viking player. Up the floor to Haney. Haney top of the circle. Fakes right, goes left. Pulls up at the elbow on the left. Around and out. No good. Strong rebound by Howard. Right back on the arc to Haney again. She counters with a triple. Well, if you don't succeed the first time, try it a second.
Move out a little bit.
Haney did just that. She was behind the three-point line on the second attempt and buried it. Good offensive rebound by Howard to help set it up. And the Vikings now have a 7-point spread, 26-19, 4:10 to play here in the third quarter.
At the scoring pace that the Redskins are having today, that's a big lead.
Miami East has tipped the ball out of bounds below the Fort Loramie basket. Ball lobbed into putoff at the foul stripe. Fadeaway shot, 16-footer, short, no good. Rebound down to the Vikings. Here comes Caitlin Mack down the floor to Haney. Haney angles off to the left. Circles foul stripe right down the middle of the floor. All the way to the rack. Up and in. That was the prettiest offensive play of the game. Extremely athletic move by Haney. And Miami East is up 9. 3:52 to go in the third. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I'd like to highlight for you the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established back in 2011. Qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn also features watch link adjustment, watch battery replacement, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning, and more. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading. Also certified in jewelry repair is the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn that you heard about her shop right here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Here's a great drive from the left corner by Marissa Myring of Fort Loramie as she slipped along the boundary below the basket and dropped it in. Nobody slid over for Miami East to pick her up. First field goal, Redskins, third quarter. Here's Miami East, an off-balance drive, shot from the right wing, way short. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Holscher ahead to put off. She dropped it. Myring got it back, baseline left below the rim, reverse shot, no good. It was jammed by Miami East off the underneath side of the backboard, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Biggest lead of this game was at 28-19 a moment ago. Field goal by Myring of Fort Loramie. He's cut it back down to seven. Redskins have the ball below the hoop. Lobbed in out high to Myring. Hand off to Holscher. Kenzie Holscher's got it. 6 points a game. 5'11 freshman. Lobbed it into Holdhouse. Knocked away by the Vikings. Right back to Holscher. Baseline left to Myring. Myring 17-footer in the air. Bingo! She's got it. 28-23. Four straight points by Marissa Fort Loramie. 2:41 left. Third quarter. Here's a long lob by Haney. Baseline left to a teammate. It's Max. He starts a drive. Pulls up. Left it short. Rebound. Fort Loramie's Hattie Meyer. Down the court to Myring. To Ratterman. Ratterman's left corner. Three ball. Bingo! She's got it. Two in a row by Fort Loramie. In fact, three straight fielders by the Redskins who are back within two. Vikings get a timeout. 2:21 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Myring and Ratterman have combined for 7 quick points for Fort Loramie to shave Miami East 9-point edge down to 2. 28-26 Vikings, 2:21 to go here in the third. Haney at midcourt, zone look now by Fort Loramie. Haney loops it down the right side to teammate Maria Staten, to Howard in the corner, cross-court pass deflected, stolen by Holscher. Holscher whips it ahead to Ratterman. Ratterman looks inside, then finds Myring. It's funny how the game can turn so quickly. Momentum now in the Redskins' favor after Miami East had it, Chuck.
Well, the half-court trap that Loramie's come out has turned them over three straight times for baskets.
Here's Myring foul line. Baseline left to Holscher. High-arching looper. Short, no good. Rebound Ratterman in the lane. Right back to Kenzie. Kenzie 25 feet away. Doesn't let it go. Gives it up now to Hattie Meyer. Meyer on the bounce. Kennedy Gebhardt not in the game at the moment for Fort Loramie. Ratterman has it. Right corner Holdhouse. Fort Loramie down 2. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Holdhouse straight away. Dumps it baseline left to Myring. Around the defender. Blocked from behind by Haney. Oh, what an athletic play by her. She took it away. She's on the dribble. Haney down the floor on the run. Through traffic. Offensive foul.
Oh, boy, that was a bad call.
Fort Loramie didn't appear to be set.
No, they were sliding sideways.
It's whistled on Haney, and that is number 3.
Wow. Miami yep. East has been victimized by two or three shaky calls in this half.
That was not a good call.
Minute 15 left. Period number three. Fort Loramie possession again. Chance to tie or take the lead. Midcourt, it's Ratterman. Bounce pass right side to Meyer. Back out to Ratterman near the timeline. Ball lobbed into the right corner to Hattie. Meyer to Ratterman. Foul stripe. Tries to go opposite. It's telegraphed. Easy pickoff by Miami East. Down the floor, Haney quickly. Lets it go. 25-footer, maybe out of her range. It hit the rim and ricocheted out of bounds. Miami East has not had good offensive sets in the last 2 to 3 minutes.
No, well, they've turned it, and that time they came down and just settled for about a 28-footer.
At Fort Loramie now, another opportunity to tie the game up or take the lead. 45 seconds remaining, third period of play. Haney guards Meyer, who pitches to Gebhardt, who's back on the floor. Right corner Holdhouse. Now here's Hattie. Right corner Gebhardt available. Lets it fly. Look out. Got it. Kennedy Gebhardt zeroes in. Bullseye by Gebhardt on that one. Here's Haney at midcourt for Miami East. She loses the ball. Deflected by the Redskins, who make the steal. 17 seconds left in the period. Fort Loramie up one on the triple by Gebhardt. 12 to play. Gebhardt on the bounce. Crossover dribble now to Holscher. Holscher looks right corner. It's caught there by Putoff. Hits the cutter, Holscher. Back to Putoff with two to go. Line drive jumper. Hits the heel. No. That's the end of the third quarter. The Fort Loramie Redskins dropped in the last 10 points of the third period to lead 29-28 as we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie. We've got a tight one. We thought it would be. Miami East opened up a 9-point spread in that third quarter. Fort Loramie rallied back to take the lead by one, Chuck. How about that?
Well, East scored the first 8 points of the quarter, and Loramie scored the last 10.
And the Redskins made a change up on defense, picked up the intensity. All that worked.
Yeah, I like Holscher with her size and long arms on the point of this half-court trap.
Yep, here's Haney at the timeline for the Vikings who start the fourth quarter. Ball thrown deep left corner to Caitlin Mack. Across the floor to Maria State. Now Haney to Mack. Baseline left to Howard. Howard airmails the ball. Goes opposite. It's into the bleachers. Out of bounds. Boy, Miami East is really struggling against this trapping defense from Fort Loramie.
Well, you would think they'd still be able to get the ball down to Howard if she didn't touch it in the third quarter offensively. I want to give the defense a little bit of credit, but I think they went away from what got them the lead.
30 seconds gone here in the fourth. Holscher foul line for Fort Loramie. Bullseye! She pops it in. 15-foot jumper by Kenzie Holscher. Redskins lead up at three now, 31-28. Vikings come back down in the right corner. It's Haney. Haney on the dribble to the left. Now to Maria Staten. Baseline left to Howard. Here's a leaner from 7 feet. Too much muscle on the shot, but she's bumped. Body foul committed by Myring of the Redskins. Number three on her. And Howard is at the free throw line with two.
Howard at the line shooting two.
48 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie trail 28-19 with about 3:45 left in that third period. Since then, the Vikings have not scored a field goal. Just now put a free throw up and in the person of Howard. But from 28-19, it went to 31-28 Redskins, who reeled off 12 in a row. Second shot by Howard is bouncing around and coming off. Rebound Fort Loramie. Up two with a minute gone here in the fourth. Deep in the right corner, Gebhardt. Gebhardt is battling for the loose ball now with Bailey Miller, who manages to poke it out of bounds into the Redskins bench. Holdhouse will throw in right in front of Fort Loramie head coach Carlos Siegel. Vikings head coach Bruce Vanover on his feet, down to her left, shouting instructions. Here's a long pass by Fort Loramie into the lane, deflected. It hits the rim. Vikings have got it. Down the floor, Haney. Haney right around Ratterman, all the way to the cup, lays it up. Too long, no good. Strapped for the rebound. Howard is over the shoulder. Five team fouls on the Vikings, Fort Loramie, and two more will be in the bonus. On the floor right now for Miami East, it's Haney along with Mack Howard. Also in is Bailey Miller and Cameron Miller out there as well. That's the five for the visiting team. Holdhouse, Ratterman, Gebhardt, Meiring put off out there for Fort Loramie. Foul line, it goes to Meiring. 6.5 to play in the game. Fort Loramie up two. Right wing put off. Flings it on top to Ratterman. Dribbles down to the left side, goes to Meiring. Holdhouse, foul strike. Drives on Howard. And Holdhouse loses the basketball. That's because she's hacked on the arm. It's a foul against Miami East. Is it in the act of shooting? Yes, it is. That was debatable. Fort Loramie gets the benefit of that call. Holdhouse at the stripe. Couple free throws coming. 6:23 to play in the game. Cameron Miller picked it up. It's her second. The team's sixth, but because Holdhouse was judged to be in the act, she's got a couple at the stripe. First free throws away. Swish. 32-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. 6:23 to play in the game. And from here on, Fort Loramie's in the bonus. Redskins have committed just two common fouls. Second free throw by Abby Holdhouse. Flexes the knees. Swish again. 33-29 in favor of Fort Loramie, which has scored 14 of the last 15 in this game. Haney outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Bailey Miller. Cross court to Caitlin Mack. Here's a lengthy jump shot by Cameron Miller, 22-footer right flank, overshot it. Weak side rebound against Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. Inbounding baseline left is Caitlin Mack for Miami East. 6:10 to play in the game. Vikings down four. Good feed low on the right to Cameron Miller in traffic. Ball is flicked away, though, by Fort Loramie into the hands of Holdhouse. Back court to Holscher. She romps up the left side, gives it to Ratterman. Ratterman steers through the top of the circle. Now to Gebhardt. Gebhardt holds the ball high. Flips it back out to Ratterman. 5:51 to go in the game. Fort Loramie's in the bonus. Ratterman dribble drive. Down the right side of the lane, pulls up. On the arc to Holscher. Cross court, baseline left to Holdhouse. Through the middle of the floor, baseline right to Putoff. 10-foot jumper, off the rim, no good. Rebound Miami East. Up the floor to Haney. Poked away by Holscher on the steal. Holscher one on two, pulls up foul line, missed it, no good. Rebound volleyballed into the left corner, and the Vikings come away with it. And Fort Loramie knocks down the visiting player in backcourt. It's a common foul. Fort Loramie missing a couple chances, Chuck. Last two trips down to stretch the lead to six. Vikings now have gone, believe it or not, darn near 7 minutes without a field goal.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
You know, they backed it up defensively now. They're going to play a 3-2. They're still playing zone.
Yep. A modification in Fort Loramie's zone, as Chuck pointed out. The zone has given Miami East trouble. Here's a long three ball just hurled up there by Haney. Missed it badly. Shooting over the zone. And Fort Loramie garners the rebound in the right corner of the floor. Quickly up the floor to Hattie Meyer, down to Ratterman, back to Hattie between the circles. Down to 4:50 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 33, Miami East 29. Right side pass to Holscher. Holscher looks for the cutter. Can't find Ratterman. Ball flung to the left side to Putoff. Dumped down low on the left to Holscher. In position. Banks up a 5-footer. Got it.
That's a well-designed play that time.
Sure was. Holscher at 5'11", got it, shot it in over Caitlin Mack at 5'8". And then here come the Vikings, a good entry into Haley Howard, and she gets a deuce from point-blank range. Big field goal by Miami East. The Vikings first in about 7 minutes and 45 seconds in this game. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. Put off, left corner to Ratterman. Out back to Meyer. Redskins have gone up 35-29 before the Howard hoop. Ball pitch left side to Meyering. Meyering on the arc, doesn't shoot. Eyes the basket, 3:56 to play. Here's Meyer, foul circle. Veers back out. Being checked by Bailey Miller. Fort Loramie's in the bonus. Left side pass to Meyering. Left wing Ratterman. Ratterman on the hop into the top of the circle, doesn't shoot. Left wing Meyer pulls up baseline left. She's fouled on the elbow as she triggered the jumper. Two free throws for Hattie with 3:39 to go in this game. 35-31, Redskins up four. Meyer gets a pair. Free throws mighty big down the stretch. Meyer with 4 or 5 dribbles. Eyes the basket, swish. And Fort Loramie has rolled the last 3 free throws right down through the ropes without touching the rim. 36-31, Redskins.
They're 5 of 7.
Ratterman and Holscher out for Fort Loramie, which is pretty deep on the bench. It's benefiting the Redskins now. Second free throw, all net again. And Fort Loramie's got its biggest lead back, 6 points. 37-31. 3:33 to play here in the fourth quarter. Haney down the floor for Miami East. She senses urgency. She's on the dribble. Gives it up left corner to Bailey Miller. She's sandwiched and fouled by Hattie Meyer. 25 feet out on the floor. Hattie's third, the fifth on Fort Loramie. 3:24 to play in the game. Fort Loramie 37, Miami East 31. This was a 28-19 game in favor of the Vikings halfway through the third period. 30 feet out, Haney. They spread the floor. She wants to go one-on-one. Behind the back on the dribble. Baseline right against Gebhardt. A driving shot is good. Off the window and in. Super play by Haney of Miami East. Head coach Bruce Vanover gets a timeout. 3:11 to play. Redskins up four on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, thank you very much. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings on high-quality furniture. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. The in-between, just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. And Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Plus, Local Equipment in Jackson Center and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Little give and go, baseline right for Fort Loramie. Meyering has it, hand off to Holscher. 15-footer around and out, no good. Trap for the loose ball, tie up. It is Howard and Holdhouse, and Fort Loramie benefits from the arrow.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kenzie got hit on the arm that time, didn't call it, and the shot almost went in anyway.
Kept that no call. Did not benefit Fort Loramie, which still has it, though. Inbounded to Holdhouse at the foul line. She navigates the lane, leans in, tries an awkward shot, and she's bailed out. Two-shot foul coming up. 2:49 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 37, Miami East 33. Again, the Redskins were down 28-19 with about 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Then the game changed. And the Fort Loramie girls have been marksmen at the line. They have been sharp. Free throw by Holdhouse, dead center again. 38-33, Fort Loramie. Second one by Abby on the way. It looks good. Bingo again. 39-33, Redskins up six. 2:42 to go in the game. Haney, left side pass to Mack. Here's a deep three, left corner, Miami East. Bailey Miller overshoots it. It didn't catch iron, and the rebound falls into the lap of Ratterman. Ratterman for the Redskins, down the floor to Gebhardt. Gebhardt near center circle, veers to the right. In the corner, Holdhouse, 2:26 to play. Fort Loramie's in the bonus. Gebhardt through the top of the circle, and she's shouldered on the play by Bailey Miller. Gebhardt at the stripe for Fort Loramie, which tries to continue its hot streak of shooting at the free throw line. Redskins have been deadly. How many in a row, Chuck? At least a half dozen.
Six.
Maybe. Yep. Six straight by Fort Loramie at the charity stripe. Gebhardt tries to make it seven in succession, and she does, and none of them have hit the rim. 40-33, Redskins up seven, biggest margin of this game for Fort Loramie. Again, it was 28-19, Miami East, just beyond the halfway mark of the third quarter. Wow, you talk about a momentum swing. Enormous. Second free throw, Gebhardt, swish again. And Fort Loramie's on fire at the free throw line, leading by eight. Miami East in deep trouble now, 2:16 to play. Here's a long three, left wing. It is hoisted up right away, but Cameron Miller missed it way hard. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Gebhardt's got it deep in the right corner. Gebhardt on the bounce. Oh, she carried it. Good call by the referee. Yep. Kennedy tried to shake and bake, go left, then right, and in so doing, a big-time palming violation. And Miami East benefits from the turnover. 2 minutes left. Vikings down eight. Haney, top of the circle. Loops it right side to Caitlin Mack. Cross court to Cameron Miller. Miller now retreats 30 feet away. Top of the key, foul line on the run. Uh-oh, she used the off arm. Offensive foul. As a shield, she pushed the defender away. Good decision by the referee. That one really hurts the Vikings, who are now down eight, 1:46 to go, and Fort Loramie has possession. And behind by this many points, Chuck, you almost have to foul in hopes Fort Loramie will eventually miss one. But it's double bonus time, and the Redskins have not obliged.
Well, they're not even pressuring the ball, so I'm not sure how desperate they are for the game.
Yeah, here's Ratterman over midcourt. Left side pass broken up, knocked out of bounds by Caitlin Mack of Miami East. Minute 36 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie Redskins trail 28-19. What a turnaround, 19-4 since. Over about the last 11 minutes. With the ball 30 feet away, it's Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Angles into the right corner. Picked up by Anna Jacomet, who's not defending real closely. Ratterman still on the bounce. Through the top of the circle, foul line, pulls up on a weave to Holscher. A minute 14 to go. Holscher drives into the lane. Could have shot, didn't. Flipped it off to Gebhardt in the left corner. And the Fort Loramie crowd applauses as the Redskins take precious time off the clock. A minute to go. Holscher, elbow in the right. Dribbling. Being pursued, now double-teamed. Release foul is Ratterman. Baseline right, 16-footer. Overshot it, no good. Weak side rebound. Meiering is up and in. A big two-pointer by Marissa Meiering of Fort Loramie. Redskins lead it by 10, 43-33. Baseline left, it's Howard. Howard is choked off by the defender from Fort Loramie that goes up and under and hits it for the Vikings. Timeout called by the visiting team with 36.3 to go. And the Redskins lead it by 8 on scores, broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie back here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have staged a tremendous comeback, led by 10 seconds ago after being down by 9 in the middle of the third quarter. The last field goal was made by the Vikings' Haley Howard to trim Fort Loramie's advantage from 10 to 8. It's 43-35 with 36 seconds to go. And now, for the first time, Chuck, Miami East goes full court pressure.
With 36 seconds to go, I'm not real sure I understand the thought process.
It's just too late. That's all there is to it. And as Fort Loramie inbounds on the play to Ratterman, she is hemmed in the corner, boxed in by 3 Vikings, and the Redskins have to use a timeout. 34.2 to go. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Chuck, this was one of those games we did not think we would see a lead of this magnitude. Fort Loramie was up by 10 points just a moment ago. It's now 8. Miami East had been up 9. Redskins have generated big-time offense here today, especially in the second half and fourth quarter. Red-hot shooting from the free-throw line, and Fort Loramie's made a nice share of jumpers today, 15-foot variety, especially over the last two quarters. And as Fort Loramie glides the ball up over the timeline, Abby Holdhouse is fouled, and she'll shoot the double bonus with Fort Loramie in the lead over Miami East, 43-35, with 27.5 to go in the fourth. Free throw by Holdhouse is dead center.
9 for 9 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws. There's your 9-point lead.
Uncanny free throw shooting by the Lady Redskins here today. Second shot upcoming for Abby Holdhouse as she aims for 10 for 10 at the stripe for the Redskins. And she's got it. Fort Loramie's hit 10 consecutive free throws, and the difference is 10 points. 45-35, Haney top of the circle. She guns a bomb with 20 seconds to go and drills it.
3-point basket,
Haney. Miami East Haney collects a triple to make it a 7-point game with 20.3 left. How many points for Haney here today, Chuck?
She has 17.
She's right at her per-game average. But Fort Loramie's done a very good job on everybody else. And the Redskins have held Miami East well under its 54.5 points a game. In fact, a 16 under that mark. And the Redskins offensively, especially in the second half, have been very, very good. Outstanding ball movement. And Miami East just did not apply enough pressure early enough to make a strong attempt to get back in this game.
Well, they got the average. Haney and Howard got their average. Then they only got 9 more points from everybody else. There's your difference. And we talked about the balance of Fort Loramie. You got Gephardt with 6. You got Holzer with 5. You got Ratterman with 8. You got Holdhouse with 2. She had 12. Miring with 10. There's the difference in the basketball game.
Yep. How many turnovers for the Vikings? Seems like quite a few.
14.
Yep. A significant number here in the second half. And a lot of those took place when Fort Loramie came back, took the lead, and stayed ahead. Here is Fort Loramie inbounding in backcourt against Miami's pressure. Up ahead to Miring at center court, and she's flattened and fouled. Marissa gets 2 free throws, fouling Caitlin Mack of Miami East. 45-38, Redskins up 7, 17.7 to go here in the game. And this win here today, Chuck, might go a long way to helping the Fort Loramie girls secure a number one seed in the Sydney girls D4 sectional.
I don't know who else it would be.
No, same here. My goodness, 12 free throws in a row made by Fort Loramie as Marissa Myring notches two more, both dead center. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie at midcourt. Down the floor, Holscher inside to Holdhouse for the layup. With 9 seconds to go in the game, Fort Loramie's up 11, 49-38. Long three-pointer by Haney of Miami East. It's an air ball, goes out of bounds, and the game ends. What a comeback by Fort Loramie, which trailed 28-19. And then the Redskins went on a 30-10 run to close the game over the last 11 and a half minutes. And Fort Loramie wins it easily. 49-38 final score. We've asked head coach Carla Siegel to see if she would come over and chat with us here at the end of the game. Let's see if assistant coach Jason Shadow can get her attention. The coaching staff walks off, and we may not get a chance to talk to Carla after all. Brilliant performance by Fort Loramie, especially in the second half. Actually, you can pinpoint the last 11 minutes or so when Fort Loramie thoroughly dominated this game. Miami East had come in with 10 consecutive victories. Fort Loramie with 7 in a row. And the Redskins end the Vikings' 10-game win streak here today. And Fort Loramie stretches its string to 8 triumphs in succession. Fort Loramie now 13-4 on the year, 9-0 mark in the Shelby County League. Next contest for Fort Loramie coming up on February 1st at Houston. And then 1 week from today at home against Jackson Center. If Fort Loramie should win those two, the Redskins would secure the Shelby County League Championship. Fort Loramie's got a two-game lead given the fact that Rushi was beaten by Anna on Thursday night. Rushi now has 2 losses, Anna 3. Fort Loramie out in front, 9-0. The Miami East Vikings came into the game today red hot, not having lost since way back on December 9th to Versailles. But the 10-game win string for Miami East is snapped, and Miami East now drops to 14-4 on the year. As we mentioned at the top of our webcast, Miami East is 9-0 unbeaten in the Cross County Conference. Of course, the Vikings play in Division 3, Fort Loramie in D4, and certainly this win here today by head coach Carla Siegel's team would secure a number one Sydney Girls D4 seed for the red and black. Outstanding performance, Chuck. Let's send this a videotape of the free throw shooting today off to the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, they could use that, no doubt about it. They were 12 of 12 shooting free throws in the fourth quarter. Very balanced scoring from midway through the third quarter till the fourth quarter. They were outstanding. They took the game over and just kind of ran the Vikings off the floor.
Sure did. Who would you signal out as key performers for the Redskins? It was a job well done by the whole team.
Well, yeah, and I've made kind of definitely Abby Holdhouse. She had 14 points, was 6 for 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. She was terrific tonight. And then the other one is going to be Kenzie Holscher. She had 5 points. But she handled the basketball. She plays the point at 5'11", and she had 3 different deflections playing the top of that half-court trap that got the Redskins rolling in the third quarter. So Mike Clancy's players of the game are Abby Holdhouse and Kenzie Holscher.
They win the awards for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Tom and Jerry's is family owned. It's built a quality name on developing relationships. Relationships, easy for me to say. The yes. One customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. And again, so much gratitude to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel with us after this big win today over Miami East. A stellar comeback. You trailed by 9 with about 3:45 to go in the third quarter. You outscore Miami East the rest of the game 30-10. Offense was really good. You made some defensive adjustments that really stymied the Vikings. The trap, a couple different zones. Tell us all about it.
Well, first, you know, Miami East is a great team. Bruce is a good coach, and
sure.
We knew we were going to have our hands full today with their guard, Haney. She's fun to watch. I'm sure you enjoyed it. And
oh, yeah.
They got that big girl inside, so we knew we had our hands full. I was very disappointed at the start of the third quarter when they scored the first 7 points of the game, and we didn't respond at all. So we called a timeout, you know, and I told the girls that, you know, I was disappointed with the fact that we hadn't scored yet in the quarter. I think you said it was 4 minutes into the quarter, and so we put our half-court trap on. And when Kenzie Holscher's on the top of that trap, she's long. She's
yes.
long, and she got a lot of deflections for us.
And Chuck even mentioned how good Kenzie is at the top of that zone.
She is, and the top of the 32. Yeah, so we went to our half-court trap back into our 32, and Kenzie just, with her length, she can cause a lot of problems up there. And we challenged the girls, you know, to rebound a little bit better in the second half, and I felt like we did. We got some offensive putbacks there in the fourth quarter. Abby, Marissa Myring, that was great. But, you know, your defense – Haney, she's hard to stop one-on-one, and
yeah.
So we challenged our girls to make sure that we were pinching the middle to take her out. And what, you know, Kennedy Gephardt had 2 charges tonight. That's just phenomenal, and Hattie took one. And then we have to talk about the free throws. I mean, you know, we just killed it at the line tonight. That's so awesome. I'm going to knock on wood so we can continue that. But, you know, you always talk about the little things, and defense is one. You know, rebounding is one, and then making your free throws. That's how you win tight games,
yeah.
And this was a tight game tonight.
Hey, LeBron James just texted and wants the videotape of your team's free throw shot.
Does he really? Okay. I'll try to send it to him tomorrow.
Your mid-range jump shooting, excellent today. The best I've seen it all year long.
Thank you. You know, this year has just been a progress. Every coach says that, and I know that. But because of our youth, you know, the beginning of the season, things weren't clicking for us because, you know, we were playing the Versailles and the Minsters, and we were just, you know,
right.
being battle-tested every night. But I think we turned the corner after, you know, the new year, and we're just doing good. I think the confidence level's there, and our passing's better, our shooting's better, our confidence is better,
mm-hmm.
and all that just rolls in together to make your team more effective.
You win the next two in the Shelby County League over Houston and Jackson Center. You wrap up another Shelby County League championship. Your last game then against Rushi would be meaningless. I think this win today should really catch coaches' eyes, and I think you've secured the number one seed in the girls' D4 Sydney sectional.
Well, thank you. I think it's important for us to go over to Houston and play well. We're not looking ahead to any other game or anything like that, but we need to play our game. And one of the things I always tell the girls is we just have to get better every game. And I felt like today in the first, I thought the first half we looked real sluggish. I don't know what you saw, but I didn't think that we got our running game going at all, and I wasn't real pleased with that. And then the third quarter, obviously, like we said, started off really bad. But I can't say enough about the last 12 minutes. I mean, that is what I expect from my girls. Every time we step on the floor is what you saw the last 12 minutes. The passing ahead, the sprinting, the great defense, the communication. So we still have a lot of things to do. We have things we want to get better at, but today was definitely a step in the right direction.
Hey, had you been told in November that late in January you'd be 13-4 with a win over Miami East, you probably would have said, oh, I'll take that.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, this is a great team. I mean, yeah. I was worried about this game all week long. You know, I went and scouted them on Thursday night, even though I had film on them, because I just wanted to get another look at them, anything to try to help your girls win. So this is a huge win for us. It absolutely is.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate all your support.
Head coach Carla Siegel, Fort Loramie girls, Fort Loramie victorious here today. Huge triumph over Miami East. Final tally 49-38 after the Redskins were down by as many as 9. A 20-point swing in this game, Chuck. Fort Loramie went from 9 down, wins by 11 in the span of 11 minutes over the last part of the third quarter and the fourth. We saw more growth today in Fort Loramie than we've seen in a while. It's been a Fort Loramie team that's been improving incrementally. I saw a huge jump in the second half here this afternoon.
Well, defensively, that half-court trap was incredibly effective. East didn't really have an answer for it.
Nope.
I was kind of surprised they didn't call a timeout and make some adjustments, but I like Holscher with her length at 5'11 on the point because she can disrupt. And then they just turned them and got them. That got them going. I've always said that defense, if you have having a sluggish game offensively, defense is what turns that around, and that's what Loramie did tonight.
Yeah, no question. The Lady Redskins' defensive play fueled the offense, got it going, and as I noted for Carla, the mid-range jump shooting was the best we've seen from Fort Loramie this year. Foul shooting was perfect. Unbelievable.
Yeah, she had to be happy with the free throw shooting.
Yeah. And that wins tight games in the fourth quarter. We've seen that week after week. This season and in seasons past. Thoroughly enjoyed it here today at Fort Loramie. We've got action tonight from Rushi. Rushi Raiders entertain the Versailles Tigers. Rushi off last night. Versailles won big at Minster. We covered that game. Second straight road night for Versailles. Challenging weekend. Should be a great game. It's often very close. Tip-off 7:30. 7:10 online from Rushi this evening here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, a big shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? And don't forget, at the Troy Frisch's on Mondays in February, kids eat free from 5 to 8. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, The In-Between just south of Botkins, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Brookins in Fort Loramie, and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. And thanks again to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tonight at 7:10, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from Fort Loramie. Again, the final score, the Fort Loramie girls 49, Miami East 38.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.